Take this down. I want rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, con men, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, shit kickers, and Methodists!
Could you repeat that, sir?
Cast this, babe.
Hi, everyone. It's Gordon from Blog This Pal. And this month's record you should own is going to be... It's basically a last-minute substitution. But before I get into that, just some news you might be interested in. First off, I was recently hired to do some freelance work for a marketing firm here in Chicago. Works with social media stuff like Facebook and LinkedIn and stuff that you do online. So I get to do all that, and I get paid for it. I'm not giving up the rest of the job search because I don't know how this will work out. So, but I thank all of you for your comments, your prayers. The only person I will not thank is Mike Sterling of ProgressiveRuin.com. Mike, get up from your chair, go into your bedroom, and please put on some frickin' pants, okay? You're starting to gross me out, dude. This month's record you should own is actually an album that I had featured when I first started the record you should own on the blog. And it's actually a last-minute substitution. I was going to feature Purple Rain by Prince, but then Prince decided to go, as Andy Martella would say, totally batshit crazy. For those of you who aren't familiar, Prince has started suing various sites, including YouTube and the Pirate Bay, for making money off of his work. And normally, I'm all for artists to fight for their rights, to own their own material. But Prince has gone so far as to sue a woman for using, basically it was a video using his song, showing a baby dancing to Let's Go Crazy. So he's suing for copyright infringement. And I've spoken about this on the podcast before. I have no problem with artists going after people who, say, upload their albums as a torrent and then other people download it. I'm all for artists getting royalties. I'm all for artists to have some control over their material. One of the ironic things about Prince is that he sued YouTube for putting on a performance that he did of Radiohead's Creep. The first thing is that his version of the song sucks, but Radiohead, which has gone out of their way to be very fan-friendly and user-friendly, basically when they heard the story they said, well, dude, it's our song. So thanks to that, Prince has officially gotten himself booted off the Record You Should Own shortlist, so I will never play another note of his music on my podcast. If you disagree, you can leave a comment, or you can go do something that's anatomically impossible. So what I'm going to do this month is I'm going to feature an album that I had originally featured a couple of years ago. As many of you know, Bo Diddley passed away last week, and Bo Diddley's Gold is going to be this month's Record You Should Own. Bo Diddley is one of those rock and roll pioneers that really has never gotten his due. No matter what people say, he gets written up, but quite frankly, you don't hear much of his music on oldie stations. Chuck Berry kind of set the blueprint for playing rock and roll, but Bo Diddley was the artist who really gave rock and roll its drive, its rhythm, and its overall sound. This is going to be a very short podcast, obviously, because I've written about this before. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to insert two songs by Bo Diddley, Who Do You Love and Roadrunner. Give them a listen. Be sure you buy this month's album, and hopefully next month we'll have a brand new podcast host and several brand new records you should own. And in fact, I'll do a teaser trailer, and that should be going up in the next few weeks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for everything. And looking forward to seeing you on the blog. Give a listen.
47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mind, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, "Ooh wee, boy, you know I understand." Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Surely I have made my meaning. Blake, I mean to avenge myself upon you, Admiral. I deprived your ship of power, and when I swing around, I mean to deprive you of your life.